Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Government Coins Podcast. Listen, I'm so excited. Today we have another city from the beautiful state of Florida, as y'all know, my favorite state, the city of West Palm Beach. We have Sandra Hammerstein. Sandra is the Small and Minority Business Compliance Officer with the city of West Palm Beach. Sandra, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm fine. I'm just a little nervous, but I'm sure you'll go easy on me.
Absolutely. And I think this is the setting for, it's okay to be nervous. Like, it's okay to be however you show up. That's the most important thing. We get the information out and we're our authentic selves. So you'll hear me say and this and but a few times. That's perfectly fine. It's no pressure. Let's just keep it at that. But I'm really excited to have you on board. A lot of the work that we've been doing has been outreach to the small business community in terms of getting more businesses into the space of doing business with the government. And this has always been something that has been, always been something that's been key for the work that we want to do. But I'm so excited to hear a little bit about you and how you got into this space. So would you mind telling me a little bit or telling us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, Shakira. My experience with procurement and with the small business or diversity, supplier diversity area, started in 1990. And I started with an event coordination. My mentor, Carolyn Williams, hired me to do the Everglades construction project down in Miami, because we were in West Palm Beach and she couldn't go down there herself every day. So she sent me, and I represented her with coordination of the event. So as I put these engineers and architects and construction people together for this large conference, mm-hmm. I started to see about, oh yeah, they're doing business, they're buying this, they're selling that, they're talking about this. And it just became very interesting to me. And after the event, I stayed on. I worked with the supplier diversity department at the South Florida Water Management District for over 15 years. And then I came here to the city of West Palm Beach 6 years ago.
Nice. So that was a completely different transition from doing events to now managing the procurement process. What are some of the similarities, you would say?
Oh, actually, my background is in print journalism or communications.
Oh.
So when I came into it, I looked at it through the lens of marketing. I would start marketing the small businesses to the large businesses, or marketing the small businesses to government in order for them to use that, those folks. You know, new businesses need more and more marketing, and our certification process does that. That's one of the benefits to being certified as a small or minority owned business with government.
Love it. And you know what? I'm happy that you actually have a presentation, because I would love to go ahead and hop into that, because you brought up the certification program and I'm really interested to get this information out about the city of West Palm Beach's program.
Okay. So we talked a little bit about me, and what I wanted to just start off by saying that, yes, in order to do procurement or have government buy your wares and your services, you have to know the lingo. You have to know procurement and procurement divisions or departments in every government entity. And here at the city of West Palm Beach, procurement division buys the goods, services, and construction and professional services of the highest quality. And then they're also responsible for doing the solicitations, which are bids and proposals or quotes, and getting the contracts in place, and then putting purchase orders with those contracts.
Got it.
This slide just shows the authority that the state and the local municipalities give to the procurement director or procurement official in this case to do their job. So it's not willy-nilly, it's not favoritism. People don't just pluck other people from the street. There is a process and there are ordinances that govern that process. Mm-hmm. Here at the City of West Palm Beach, we have thresholds for purchasing. We have informal purchases, which are those that are under 50,000. And for those, we can get a quote or two quotes, three quotes, and then award that purchase to the best quote that we get. And for formal purchases is anything over 50,000. And for that, we need to solicit or use bids and proposals to get the service or the commodity.
Got it.
Now, and then I wanted to tell you about non-competitive contracts. Non-competitive contracts are those that, let's say I'm in the City of West Palm Beach and I see that the City of Fort Lauderdale has a great janitorial services contract already in place, and I can piggyback off of that contract for my agency. So it means I don't compete for the service. I just go over there, bring the contract here, and use those same terms for the service. That's what piggyback means. And a lot of that piggyback happens with state contracts.
Now, here's a question. Before we leave this side, Sandra, I have three questions. So since we're already discussing the non-competitive contracts and piggybacking,
right.
Now could this be done if there is a contracting opportunity? Let's say a business received a contract from the City of Sunrise or the City of Tamarack.
Right.
And can they bring that same contract as an opportunity to piggyback, or does it have to be the state of Florida? Can it be any city or?
No, it can be any city that is, and making sure that the scope of work is the same. Now, I can't buy, you know, hammers with a contract for TVs. You know, it has to be the same scope and the same terms in that contract. So sometimes small businesses will say, hey, City of West Palm Beach, I'm doing this down here in Tamarack, and I have a contract that's good for the next 3 years. Do you want to piggyback on that? So that's a good way to market your business.
I love that. That is awesome. And then let's talk a little bit about the informal bid. So in the federal space, we've had a few federal agencies come on and talk about micro purchasing and things of that nature. So for the informal purchases, those are purchases that can be made with a P card, and it's up to 50,000.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. And for to have access to those opportunities, how would a small business go about being on the radar for someone who has P card purchasing access?
Well, to do that, you would have to attend events, outreach events that are usually put on by the city or sometimes by the county, by the Solid Waste Authority, the school district, the South Florida Water Management District. We all hold events that try to connect our purchase agents or purchasing agents or project managers with those folks that provide the services they need. So for example, I was at a meeting at Cityside Suites this past week on Wednesday, and the speaker was talking about marketing, how to market your firm and all those strategies. Well, I might want to hire her to help us with our newsletter and other flyers and things that we do here. So for me as a project manager, I can reach out to her and give her a $5,000 contract, and she can produce that newsletter for me for a few months or for the year, and that would be great.
Wow.
You know, so the same goes for engineering, well, not for engineering, for construction and other small purchases like that, handyman services, things like that.
Got it. That is very informative. And I don't know if you caught that, but this is one of the highest like micro purchasing thresholds that I have seen at a city level, with it being up to 50,000, anything under 50,000. So definitely if you're in the West Palm Beach area and you can provide some services, attend those events, reach out, connect with them. Okay. I'm sorry. This was a good slide. I kind of really wanted to piggyback off of that one a little bit. And I did have one more question. What about unsolicited proposals?
We do accept unsolicited proposals, but, you know, you have to identify the need. You have to make sure that, you're speaking to the right person. So I would send an unsolicited proposal to the procurement director or to the director of the department that the work is being done, like an engineering department or construction department, that type of thing. Yeah. And then they could tell you, well, we're going to be soliciting this. Why don't you hold off on that? Or they can say, hey, I didn't see this pothole. So let me fix it by utilizing your services. So yes, those are awesome ways to get noticed by a city.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I know I took too much time on that one. It got like 18 more slides to go. So
that's okay. I'll go quick on some of these. These are what we purchase. I just wanted to give an example of the types of things that a city or this city buys. So we have utilities and infrastructure, which is water management and roadways. We have community events, the library, parks and rec, creative arts, special events, training, all types of things that a large corporation might need or that are special and unique to our city.
Oh, Sandra, that made me think of something else, because that creative side of it, creatives don't realize the access to, well, the opportunities in doing business with cities. I know in my city, we have things like yoga on Saturdays and events like that. Would that be where these contracts would provide some support, or is that more of a volunteer route? What does that look like?
No, with our library, there are some instances where we need speakers to fill, slots. Maybe we have Saturdays free and Saturday mornings, and we'd like to have some kind of series in there. Well, they may pay a person to get in there and do the yoga classes or do whatever they need, the painting or whatever it is that they need. And these are small contracts that they don't pay very much, but they'll get you known by the community. Absolutely. So if you're working in a library, that's great. And then the creative arts, there's art around the city, public art that we like to create and put out there. And sometimes there's a call or solicitation out there for something that will go in front of our city hall, or something that's going to go in front of a fire station. And so that's where we get into the creative, you know, the arts. And then special events, you know, Fourth on Flagler, Sunfest, we need vendors for that. We need fences to be put up, tents to be put up, all kinds of things. So
hey, thank you. That's exciting.
Yeah. All right. So these are just a few suggestions, I guess, for people to kind of ask themselves so that they can put forth a better proposal or a better bid. So first you have to read the proposal and know the requirements in that solicitation. And within the solicitation, there will most often be a sample contract. So you know what's going to be asked of you and what you're responsible for. So that's the first thing. Then make sure that you have the required certifications. Make sure you have the necessary experience. make sure that you have the capacity to take on new work. Sometimes we don't know what we don't know, which is the city pays at 30 days. So you have to have some kind of money somewhere, maybe a line of credit or something to hold you over for that month until the city pays you your invoice. So that's important. Financial stability and insurance, that's important as well. So get certified. I was talking a little bit about the benefits of SBE and MBE certification, and I'm going to hit that in some of my future slides. But one of the things that is wonderful about certification is we will market for you. We will put you on a list by commodity code that will be looked at by large contractors when they're trying to put their teams together. So let's say the South Florida Water Management District is putting their mowing contracts out for the right-of-way and the canals. Well, they may look at the city's list for someone who's done a good job on roadway construct or mowing and see if they can't graduate over and do the canals as well. So that's how we market your business, because we know you're certified and we know that at least putting that packet together, you have the financials in order. So that's the important part there. Then professional consultants that do CCNA work, architects, engineering, landscape artists, mapping, and surveyors, they need to pre-qualify with the agency that they go with. So it's a special certification that lets us know that you are an engineer and you've had X amount of years of experience and you are okay to perform those services with the city.
Oh, okay, so get into it. I was just about to ask a quick question, so I'll let you do it.
So I'll start with the objective of the small business program is to spur the creation of small businesses and promote their success. And we do that for all companies, whether they're in the ideation, startup, or growth phase. And for the MBE program, our objective is to address disparities that show minority and small businesses they face multiple challenges and barriers compared to those of non-minority men. So for a small business, you have to be 9 million gross receipts average over 3 years. If you're in construction, you have to be less than that. If you're a goods and services provider, you have to be 5 million gross receipts average over 3 years, less than that. And professional services, 5 million gross receipts over 3 years. So anything from 0 to 5 million is considered a small business.
That's a good lot of wiggle room, right?
Yeah, there it is. It's considered a it's not a micro business. That's a small business is pretty big in my terms. You know, people who are making millions of dollars to me are rich. So anyway, so the requirements for a minority business is that they must have tax returns or the business tax receipt in Palm Beach County or the city of West Palm Beach, and they must have 51% ownership by a minority or a woman. And minorities are identified as African American, Asian American, Hispanic American, Native American, and am I missing one? Women. Okay.
Now, here's a quick question. So in order to get certified with the city of West Palm Beach, the business has to be in West Palm Beach, the city of West Palm Beach, or Palm Beach County.
Yes, they have to be in Palm Beach County at least.
Okay.
We have a local preference in our program that stipulates that.
Now, what if a business is located in Broward or Miami or even Pinellas, What if they open up a second location in Palm Beach County? Would that count?
Yes, that would count. If they have an office in the area in the Palm Beach County, then we will take that and certify your firm.
Got it. And through this certification, is there, what are the process, I guess the steps? What is it, just submitting a paper application and the paperwork getting reviewed and that determines your approval rate? Or is there?
No, there is an application that you fill out, and there are quite a bit of required support documents that have to go with that application. And that's turned into us, and we process it, make sure that it's meeting all the minimum criteria. And then we send out a certificate that says this firm is a small business and they're able to provide services in whatever it is, engineering, architecture, whatever.
Nice.
And it expires after 3 years.
Okay.
So you have to come back to us.
And would you have to do a new application, or is there some type of renewal process?
It's a renewal application, but it's very similar. Our application is very simple. It's a 3-pager, mm-hmm. actually 2.5. So it's real simple. And the recert is like a 1.5 pages. So it's really simple to get it done. So this slide shows you the place on our website to go to find the solicitations. So right now, the city of West Palm Beach is buying mowing, landscaping, and public relations and marketing services. Those are the three that I can see from here in the screenshot that I created. But if I were to click on where it says public relations, I would get the description of that public relations solicitation, and it would tell me when the solicitation is due. So for this one, it says June 14th at 3:00. And we have to make sure, the respondents have to make sure that it's not 3:01, because they got caught on the train tracks, or because the elevator didn't come up fast enough, or whatever it is. It has to be before 3 p.m. We date stamp them. And if you don't make it, you're thrown out. So that's a sad thing to see when that happens. So don't let me see that happen.
Can you submit these electronically?
You can, but a lot of people opt to turn them in person, probably because they waited to the last minute or something, or they wanted to include something. They usually feel good about sending it both ways, or, you know, making sure that it gets here on time. All of our solicitations are posted here, but they are also posted on DemandStar. And the website for DemandStar is www.demandstar.com. It's that easy. So go there. I wanted to share with you the money that we're spending with small businesses.
Just so before we get into this, Andrew, I wanted to ask about the opportunities. So they're posted on here. What if I need access to the actual proposal document?
That's when you have to go to DemandStar or call the purchasing agent to email it to you.
Got it. Okay. And where would I find the purchasing agent's information for this particular opportunity?
I think it's probably below that. I didn't copy and paste.
Oh, okay.
But for this particular one, I know it's Monica Keel.
Got it.
If anybody's interested for public relations and marketing services.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah. So I just want to make sure.
Okay.
I know a lot of people ask the questions about multiple different platforms. So do you have access to it? You can always reach out to the contracting officer, manager for this particular opportunity, for that whichever opportunity you're looking at. Let's leave it that way.
That's right. That's right. So here I'm sharing the numbers that we spend with small businesses for competed dollars only, the solicitations that we put out in the second quarter. the city spent $31.2 million with all those competed dollars. Mm-hmm. And for small businesses, prime and subcontractor, we spent $5.9 million, making it 19% of the expenditure. So I think that's pretty good.
For sure.
And here is the minority business dollars. Of that same $31.2 million, only $585,000 went to small or minority-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. And you can see the breakout there. African Americans received $120,000 about, and Hispanic Americans received $439,000, and then women received $24,000. Now, these numbers are fairly small, and it's because our small business or minority business program is very new. We don't have that many certified minority businesses yet, so we're hoping that this will climb up.
But for a new program, like, that's already showing the value.
Yes, yes, it is. And here's the certification statistics. The blue is the small business community, and the orange is the minority women business community. So you see that just from the first quarter to the second quarter jumped up 30 applications or 32 firm certified with us from one quarter to the next. And these numbers fluctuate only because as they are getting certified, some of them are expiring. So that's why you see different numbers there.
Okay.
And I thought I'd share with you the names and faces of my colleagues. There's LaCoya Green. She is in charge of the certification process here at the city. Mr. Alex Quintero, he's the compliance officer. He makes sure that after you get that contract, you're getting paid, paid on time and just paid in general.
Yes.
And Mr. Frank Hayden, he's the director of the Office of Small Minority Business Programs. And he's been around for a minute, so he can tell you the ins and outs of everything as well.
Nice. And I will say, definitely had a quick question about, you mentioned payments. So I wanted to ask a little bit about the payment terms with the city, and how does the process work for a vendor? If they've been awarded the contract, they've completed the work. How do they go through the process of requesting payment?
So there has to be an invoice, and the invoice has to have a number, a date, the name of the business that's submitting, the description of the work that's being done, and the purchase order number. Mm-hmm. So even if you have a contract, you'll have a purchase order number, and that has to be included on the invoice, because that way it'll smoothly flow through our internal processes. And it'll come to the project manager. We'll check it and say, oh, yep, I received that and I received this. So yes, it's good to pay. And then we send it over to finance and they'll say, okay, everything is here. The documentation matches up. The number's there and everything's good. So they'll pay it at the 30-day mark, or they can do it sooner as well. Mm-hmm. So we can, sometimes we put the pressure on them to pay in a week, but for in general, they do a 30-day payment.
Okay. And that was one of the things, you know, you hear about some horror stories where businesses not getting paid to possibly the next year. So we'll definitely always ask that question just to get some information around what that looks like. And in terms of events, how often do you all host events to connect with personnel within, you know, the departments as well as purchasing?
Well, definitely once a month. Okay. At least we're having events. We're doing events in conjunction with the Black Chamber of Commerce, or with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, or with our partners, the Solid Waste Authority, the South Florida Water Management District, the county, and the school district, we've kind of formed a loosely held organization called the Palm Beach Partners. And we have an annual event. It's called the Business Matchmaker Conference and Expo. And this will be our 17th year. And it's going to occur September 22nd. Of this year. It's an all-day event, and we have some power net or one-on-ones that we do. It's kind of like speed dating for small businesses,
yeah,
and large businesses. So it happens there. And then this month, actually, June 22nd at the Embassy Suites Hotel, from 8 to 12, we're going to be having a power net. And that one is being hosted by the Solid Waste Authority. But all the agencies that I talked about just now will be participating in panels and in the trade show area and doing presentations as well. So
nice.
We'll have all the upcoming solicitations listed. And there's no excuse for people not to come out. And for a half a day, I mean, they could come from 8 to 10 or 10 to 12 or, you know, whatever fits their schedule. But we try to do it at different times so people can make it.
Got it. And when attending these events, what would you suggest a business owner bring?
A brochure, a business card, something that represents them and their firm, a QR code, I don't know. They need to bring what best represents their business. Some people think it's a football or something with their logo on it. Then that's fine. If that's what represents your business, use it. And make sure everybody in the room knows that you're that company, so that we can help market you in the future or use you. We're going to have project managers there from engineering, construction, and goods and services and procurement. So everybody will be represented there. And if you put a good foot forward, you might be able to get a good contract through this event.
Wow, that's a big deal right there. A contract from an event. Most of us spend so much time at networking events, passing out business cards, and probably won't see, you know, or hear anything from that particular person or anything. So that's
Well, the responsibility is on you, really, to reach that person. Again, you should shake hands, look the person in the eye, and then think, I'm going to be emailing this person tomorrow or later on this afternoon. Because if you do that follow-up, not very many people do it. That is what's key. That's how people get contracts, because they made the connection, they did the follow-up, they did some more follow-up, they got a meeting or some kind of leg in the door, you know, and then they're able to get those contracts.
So the power is in the follow-up.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I know y'all heard that. The power is in the follow-up. Make sure you are following up, definitely. And what would I find these events? I didn't ask that question. I'm sorry.
They're usually on our website. I wonder if I can get to them, but they're on the events calendar. And then if you're certified, you'll hear about them first, because I send them out to our certified vendors first.
Got it. Okay.
And then I send it out to other people.
Is there a newsletter that you have?
Yes, we have a newsletter. For the other people, yes, we do.
Okay. So yeah. And how could a business sign up to get on that newsletter?
Well, number one, they get certified. I send the newsletter to the certified firms first, and then they can go on the website for the city and get the city's website and get that newsletter as well. So I have one for the small minority business programs, but the city has an overall newsletter that they use as well. So we incorporate our information into that one.
Okay. boundaries. Okay, got it, got it, got it. So two ways of getting that information. Nice. And is there usually a registration process for these events or?
There is when the space is constrained, but for right now, the one I mentioned for the June 22nd, yes, you have to register. It's at the Solid Waste Authority's website, which is swa.org. That's swa.org, like Solid Waste Authority.
Okay.
And you go to events there, and then you click and it'll show you the events and you'll see June 22nd. So you'll be able to
see what's going on.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at that immediately, as soon as you get there. And for everyone who's listening, I'll definitely drop this link in the chat. So who's watching it on YouTube, I'll drop the link in the chat. If you're listening to it, the audio only, head over to YouTube so you can get the links to all these different resources that Sandra has mentioned on this episode. So Sandra, how are you feeling? You still nervous?
Nope.
Exactly. See, look at that. So it's you know your stuff, and we're just here to gain knowledge and information from you. So we really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me. Thank you.
Of course. So listen, that was it. That's the end of this episode. I don't want to have to tell you to go to the city of West Palm Beach to go and find some opportunities. They have events every month. Nobody is that active and engaged with their community. I'm sorry. So definitely hands down and get the award for that one. So y'all head over. If you're in the area, get certified. It doesn't make sense not to get certified. If you're in Florida, you have the capacity to get certified. So definitely I look forward to seeing you all in the next episode. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to our podcast. Share this video, and I will see you all in the next episode. All right. Peace.